Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for joining us. Happy Monday. It's just bright and beautiful out there. If you can possibly do it, get outside, breathe some fresh air today. We're going to jump into the text now. Hear what the people had to say throughout the show.
While we were in commercial break, it seems there was a kid invasion on
it was great.
In a few different locations.
Yeah, I loved it. I looked up and there was Isla sitting in your seat. So we had a nice conversation. She blew me some kisses. I blew her some kisses. I like that kid. She's pretty good. She's a cool
one. Yeah, she is cool.
She's a keeper, Ben.
Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. That's the number where you can call it, you know, but we're now doing communication through text, and that works there as well. 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the texts you guys sent. Ezra Jack Keats wrote The Snowy Day. It's a wonderful kid's book. He is not the same as John Keats, the poet.
Ah.
All right.
I don't know about The Snowy Day.
I still don't know about it either. Yeah.
That's the most good book. Oh my God, what?
Christina was because we got a little loosey-goosey with the number of things we were letting our kid watch. I didn't think we were going that far, but she was having some trouble sleeping over some of the things she was seeing. So we've dialed it way back. Last night she watched something called it's The Girl from the Parent Trap, the original Parent Trap, in her first movie. And it's like called I can't think of it.
Hayley Mills, when she was like younger than she was in The Parent Trap?
Yes, in The Parent Trap. It's her first movie, and it's so old-timey.
Is it a Disney thing? She was a Disney
chick,
right?
It's a Disney thing, and it almost looks like it was colorized because might have originally been black and white.
Right.
Pollyanna
is it. Have you seen that?
I've seen that, yeah.
You have?
I've seen a few movies of hers just because, you know, that's what was on when we were kids. Like, it would be on the Disney, you know. Remember The Wonderful World of Disney? It would come on, like, after Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom on Sunday nights.
I do, yep.
Or possibly before that.
Yeah, I don't remember giving it a lot of time, but I do remember what you just said. Absolutely.
Yeah, there would be some show on or whatever, just a Disney special every Sunday night. So she watched that, and it did not disturb her sleep then.
No, it did not cause her any sleeplessness. In fact, it was downright boring. Like, I couldn't stay. I had to leave. I just went, this is ridiculous. This kid who, at the start of the movie, this kid is running through town, and he's got a stick and a wheel, and he's just running this wheel as he tries to keep it, I guess, from falling over. And I'm like, see? Look at the, you know... There's
Look at the boredom in the olden days.
In the olden days.
Yeah. I read these novels that are set in like early 1900s England. There's a whole series of them. And the crap that they have to do to entertain themselves, it's hilarious. Like, you know, they just, like, they play this game called Sardines, and they play like things like charades and stuff, but all these different things, like, you know, the minister's cat is an adorable cat. The minister's cat is a beautiful cat. You know that one? You ever play that one when you were little?
No.
No. Yeah, see, because we had TV.
Oh, did someone find? There it is.
Oh, here we go.
The kid running through. He runs through the whole town with that dumb wheel and stick.
Well, that's what he's good at. That's what he's doing.
I guess.
And there they are walking their baby prams. Oh, that's so cute.
Do you think this was colorized like it was originally shot in black and white?
It sure looks like it.
It does, doesn't
it? He runs
it
right between the two girls with their little baby prams. Boy, she's little in this.
That's his star run.
I might have to watch this. This looks good.
Does it? Yuck. Anyway,
I
let
love
me get
old-timey
to these
movies.
925 says, "You guys sound like you're trying to give Ellen an excuse to be a jerk. I expect those with fame to stay humble or at least kind. Ellen has been getting these kind of comments about her for years. It seems very hypocritical of what her message is on the show." Now, admittedly, I don't watch the show, so I can't say I know what her deal is. But it does sound like her angle is to be kind, and she's sells
well,
that.
Down to earth, and you know she's fun. She dances. She's a, like a lady of the people. I'm not giving her any excuses. I'm just saying, like, okay, like if the worst thing you can say about her is that she's not friendly to the people on her show, like, I mean, that's not illegal. That's all. Like, okay, so now she has a bad rep. Like, that's not a huge story. There's plenty of people, like you mentioned Letterman. I was talking about Steve Harvey. I mean, there's been a million people, Madonna, all these people who you just hear that they've got all these things in place where you can't talk to them and what have you. It's the backstage hashtag Me Too stuff, much more disturbing. The conspiracy theories about Ellen and Oprah being human traffickers, I'm not buying it until I see it on CNN or Reuters.
There
or
are other like, people who've written in saying that she's very outspoken against Trump and that these rumors about her might be started from the alt-right.
Well, that would
I don't know
sense.
What to say about any of that. I'd never heard any of this, the Epstein stuff until this morning on a text, which is not a news story. So I can't.
Right.
That's just stuff that someone wrote. As far as the mean stuff, I wasn't trying to defend her, but I do think it, in the course of a show, you have a lot going on. And I understand what it's like to finish a segment and know I've got another thing to happen right now and then another thing to think of in order to get to the next thing. And you do find yourself going, I don't have time. I'm so sorry.
You've got
great.
A guest sitting there. You were a great guest. We're moving on to the next thing. We're at work.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know,
so
yes, we'll come out in a minute and take
part.
A picture. Right.
But if she's been jerky to people, that's different than just being in the middle of a show.
But even if she's jerky to people, that's, you know, okay, well, that's good to know about her. So I won't be expecting much if I go on her show, but that's not illegal. Like,
I do think that very similarly, Rosie O'Donnell had a very sunny presentation on air and also has a very New York presentation off air. And by that, I mean she's blunt and straightforward and a lot less
certainly
sugar-coated than on air. And I think that ultimately she ended up walking off her show because she was like, I'm doing a show.
Right.
And then I'm not doing a show. Like, there's two different things happening here, right. You know.
Just because I do a show doesn't mean I owe you my time.
Anyway.
And sometimes people really can't overcome their bad moods, and that's too bad, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm a white girl named Becky, and I've always hated that the go-to name for people to make fun of as the racist white girl name. So
Becky,
I'm relieved
Becky
it's now Karen.
Hair. Yeah. All the Beckys in the world are like, phew, it's on you, Karen.
Yeah.
Too bad.
I'm a Karen, and I've always loved my name. Once again, people are taking one person's actions and lumping everyone who has the same name or profession. Well,
that sucks. It sucks to be a Karen right now.
Yeah, I guess. I feel bad for the good Karens, too. I'm Felicia, and I hated that.
Oh, bye, Felicia.
Oh, that's funny. Felicia's and Becky's are writing in.
Hi, Felicia.
Well, they're like, today's a good day to be a Becky or a Felicia. Karen.
I feel bad for the good Karens, too. I'm a Felicia, and I hated all the bye Felicia that I got. Sarah, you were one of the worst culprits. I still love you, though.
Was I? All right. Sorry about it.
A lot of people writing in about the different Keats, and that Snowy Day was by a different Keats than the poet Keats. Okay.
Thank you.
Karen isn't a racist thing. It's just some busybody who thinks she's an authority and that her opinion matters.
It is kind of a racist thing. I've seen it in that context several times. In fact, I don't think I've seen it in any other context, but okay. All right, then.
Sally,
Yeri.
If you plant them, if you plant them and some GD murder wasp gets a hold of the pollen, it will be COVID times 11. So there's the conspiracy about the seeds being sent out.
Oh, I see that it's actually...
If you sent them and then it...
Got it.
So maybe they think that it's they're fine until they're pollinated.
Dun, 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 dun. All right.
Have to admit that I sort of thought, huh, I wonder if we're going to get some seeds. And what will I do? And actually, I think I would turn them in. I think I wouldn't even consider jokingly planting them to see what happens. Baby Hulk is my second daughter. Vinny's stories crack me up. My daughter is 12 now and hasn't changed. Girls.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, you'll have a lot of fun with Hulk, baby. As she grows older, she stays, fearless.
Oh, listening to Friday's pod, and Isla melted my heart. I had a smile on my face the whole entire time. Great radio. Love you guys.
It's funny how she says a lot of things that Vinny says, and I was just talking to her. She said, yeah, I don't want to catch this thing because I don't want to be stuck in my room for 2 weeks having breakfast, lunch, and dinner all in bed. I said, yeah, they'll have to get you a TV for in there. She goes, oh, no, we're not buying anything else. I went, well, that sounds like something Vinny would say. We're not buying anything else.
Except mom's got her eye on a second refrigerator. So maybe we are buying something else.
Look, we need some
else.
More stuff. She needs to, there's some dietary restrictions in that house that clearly need preservation.
Well, we definitely are. The fridge is overstocked with fresh vegetables and fruits and needs. There may need to be a second one. Gulp. Hey, guys, we got Hulu and started watching Handmaid's Tale because of your recommendation. We finished season one, and now I can't stop saying, blessed be.
Blessed be the fruit. May the Lord open. Blessed day.
Yeah, I guess. I have not rushed back to that. It's so bleak, you guys. Oh, my goodness.
You know what, though? Season three ends great. Is there a season four in the pipeline? Like, do we have dates for that or anything? I'm seeing no's. I don't like that. I do know one thing. We're 2 days away from Big Brother.
Oh, that is good news. Mm-hmm. Hey, Vin, you say you are buying songs on iTunes. Even worse, you don't actually own them like you'd own a record or a CD when buying songs. I do know that apparently...
You could burn it, right? If you wanted to.
Yeah, you could. Sure.
Right.
And then you have, which I did for a while. That was my backup as opposed to having an external hard drive. Yeah, I guess I've just come to the dark side. I just stream now, and I'm just going to do that because it's easier and because buying records... Well, actually, I will buy records.
Yeah, you're actual at... Records. Right, actual long play albums.
Right, but I'm done buying digital music.
It's good that you'll have those because if digital ever goes away... Like, I always think to myself, well, if the internet stops, this ain't happening. Like, we just got the news that we're... going to be broadcasting from home until at least January 1st. And so let's just hope that internet stays going. It's going to be tough. John and I were talking about yesterday, we're going to get a generator that we can flip a switch and get some of our circuits onto that. Because if they turn off the power during the fires, if we have a bad fire season this year, we're not going to have it. I got to have the power to have the internet, to have the... You know,
good
that's
going
to, we haven't even thought about that. I hadn't even thought about it. Luckily, John's thinking about stuff.
He thinks about all this stuff.
Well, and I even wonder, you know, I think the internet was even down for a while. We've cable internet. We have the Xfinity service.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. That's kind of something to think about, you guys.
510 says, since Vin mentioned his hair loss, I was curious if he uses sunblock when he is surfing on his head. I'm starting to lose my hair, and so I was wondering. Yes, I use sunblock all over my face and head every time I surf. Every
time. Smear it on there, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Hey, your son can borrow Vinny's Starfleet uniform and be Jean-Luc Picard this year for Halloween.
Oh, it's a great idea. Well, he still has hair, you know. Currently.
Bryn, how is your son doing in this lockdown? I haven't heard about him in a while.
Oh, he's doing well. He's doing an internship from, he's living with my sister in San Francisco.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Does he, can he do the internship from home, or is he having to go in?
Yeah, he does everything remotely. It's a trip. Oh, wow. He teaches martial arts 3 times a week for my brother's school.
Oh, right, right.
Remotely as well.
That whole setup.
Oh.
Yeah, through Zoom. Yeah, so it's a whole thing. He's really busy.
Wow.
So he's doing well,
though. Good for Derek. He's a good kid.
Did Sarah just tell the entire Bay Area that her 21-year-old son is on Rogaine? That should do well for his dating future, Sarah.
He's not on it yet. He doesn't care about dating. He already told me. I'm busy. I'm too busy for that. I'm like, okay.
My 20-year-old son has looked into hair plugs, $15K, and he's saving up.
Oh, goodness. Oh, that's what Riley could do, save up his money.
Apparently, the man who's growing a ween on his arm did ask for it to be longer.
Oh.
They actually say here he asked for 2 more inches. Maybe that's why it took longer than...
Right.
It took 4 years of growth.
Right.
So maybe he did say, yes, if you're going to do that for me, I would like it to be. I can't imagine that it's
They're
gonna
all,
be...
well, you're going to be growing a wiener on your arm for 4 years. I'm fine with that.
How presentable could it be?
Not that. I mean, it seems like it's probably just a... And do they have to drill a hole? Like,
I don't understand
this whole thing.
I don't know at all.
I really don't get it.
Single parents are having the worst time with virtual learning because there's no possible way for one adult to be a teacher, child care provider, and sole income earner all at the same time.
No.
I bet it's mostly single parents who are the ones saying they want the kids to go back to school. Yeah, I can see that. Although I also think those same parents are probably extremely torn about that as well.
Yeah, they also want their kids to be safe.
Right.
It's not like people who are single parents love their kids less or less worried about them. It's just that how are they going to keep a roof over these kids' head when they can't get on their computer to do their work?
Vinny, it's not accurate that the Giants lost over the weekend. They won Friday night and Saturday night. They only lost yesterday. That's what I was talking about. But thank you for the full rundown weekend's events. But that's what I meant, that they lost last night. And I'm so happy to have games available, but it's, as you mentioned, Sarah, it's not looking good.
I read that this morning. Oh boy.
This is the string of Ellen texts. I'm not going to read them, but it does go on to a lot of these aren't about these weird rumors. And many just say that she's just not nice. Not only not nice, but verbally abusive to the staff. I personally know 2 people who have quit in years past. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry if that ends up being the story. I feel like she's a lady who's worked really hard in a very difficult industry, and I want to give her the benefit of the doubt. But if it is, in fact, what the rumors are, then, yeah, there's no excuse for being, you know, doing people dirty. There's no excuse for that. And I don't think that we've ever done that. I do think, though, that we are in the course of a radio broadcast busy.
Right. Well, there's no question that you sometimes don't have time to sit and chit chat, period.
Right.
You know? And I'm sure sometimes interns said, yeah, they were short with us. But that was mostly because give me that so I can read it so I can go on the air with it.
Right.
Nicole,
a
back
lot
us
of
up.
People are.
I had a wonderful experience with you guys.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
Oh, thank God. Bryn, you were an intern. How were we to you? Were we short? I'm just trying to make sure. I'm just trying to get our rep situated.
I'm still here 12 years later. So.
That's true. Okay. Go. We haven't scared you off yet.
Sarah, Ellen's staff says she's nasty. That's it. It's coming from them, and they're saying it's more than just what we're describing. So, okay. Well, I tried to give her the benefit of the doubt. The end. My boyfriend is 10 years older, a Boston boy, and a fellow S&V fan. We met through a mutual friend right before the shelter in place and decided to still hang out. A few months in, we both flipped the switch and have been inseparable ever since. OFOC has been used. Oh, OFOC has been used. Oh, they're getting more serious. I get
that's
it.
Sweet. Good for them.
Love in the time of COVID.
Older. Oh,
that's what they write there.
Are people doing better at keeping these short? Let's keep reminding people about that.
Yeah, no doubt. What's our time? Oh, God, we're so late.
Oh, my goodness. I had no idea. All right, we'll take a quick break and be right back to say goodbye.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so very much for being here with us today. You mean a ton to us. You know, we don't get to do a show if nobody listens to it. So thank you and happy
Monday.
Hey,
one more quick text. Good morning, friends. You carried me through COVID craziness of pregnancy. Now you're with us at the hospital. Got induced last night. Fingers crossed for a good delivery. OFOC.
Oh, good luck. Yeah. How exciting. What an exciting. Oh, God. That is just the most, the craziest day of your life is the day you go to the hospital to have your kid. Woo! That's a that is a life event of all life events, and try to enjoy every minute of it.
Now that I've done it twice, I look back at the first time, and I just cannot believe my reaction to the water breaking and me thinking I was going to drive to the city and do my show and meet you back here at, I don't know, 11 or 12, and
I'll come get
we'll
you
head to the hospital. And she's looking at me like, what the hell?
No, this is on. This is happening. And I kind of need you here for this.
I'm eating
the
my
baby's
cereal, and I'm
coming.
About to leave, though. I don't know what you're talking about. I'll meet you back here
call
at lunchtime.
Call them. I'll call them. Well, I hope everything goes, I mean, knock wood. I hope everything goes smoothly, and it's just the, you know, the wonderful day that you've been hoping for.
And Vincent is a wonderful name. Consider it.
Oh, sure. If it's a little boy, go for Vincent. If it's a girl, go for Sarah. Listen. You know, we give to you, you give to us. We like that.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day, you guys. We'll check you back here tomorrow.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.